Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. I'm at Norwood Junction beneath a beating sun on a fine early summer's day. It's May, the Premier League season is coming to its conclusion and United have something to play for, the Europa League. I've said it before, we've all said it before, you all know it, but this is not what we thought we might challenge for at the start of the season back in August. It has been a chastening 9 months, I think, with hopes dashed again and again and again. Apathy, anger, sadness, dismay, sometimes ecstasy, to be fair. There have been some good moments, but no trophy, no success, a terrible mood overall. A season which has really exposed the many, many failings at the club that we love. Still, there is something to play for. United need 3 points to be certain of sixth place and Europa League qualification. And we shall see how that goes. Ralf Rangnick has been reiterating the need to qualify for the Europa League for several reasons in his pre-match press conference. Just walking away from Norwood Junction now, one of the few stations near Selhurst Park. I've come here on the overground from near Arsenal in North London. And it's a sunny day. The overground went past the Gherkin, the surrounding skyscrapers around there, all through London. Parks are full, the pubs will be soon, and so will the stadiums. And there is something brilliant about the last day of the season, and this is certainly clutching at straws a little bit, but not having something big to compete for is letting me appreciate what it is a little more. 10 games at once, fans across the country, mates round the off seasons of travelling together and making memories together over Europe and Britain, and sunshine. So it's not all doom and gloom. Let's get to Selhurst. Quarter past six here on the last Sunday of the Premier League season, and I'm overlooking both a crowd of Crystal Palace fans leaving Selhurst Park after the team has beaten United 1-0 and the stadium. It's one of those grounds with empty corners, so you can see in from a set of steps around the side, and the Palace fans inside applauding their team on a lap of appreciation as it was called by the stadium announcer just before full time. As for the fans leaving, the chat outside the ground here is typical last day of the season stuff. Leeds went down. No, they didn't. They scored to stay up. Who won the league? Gundogan scored two off the bench. How did West Ham lose that? Well, quite. United lose at Palace, but qualify for next season's Europa League thanks to David Moyes' team losing at Brighton. It was a terrible United performance here. Just a 90 minutes of nothingness, spare, a threatening Hannibal first-time edge of the box shot and a stretch from Garnacho to almost reach a late Bruno Fernandes cross. Erik ten Hag was watching alongside John Murta in the stands, but the players hardly turned it on, did they? And this game won't be remembered for anything, really. But it could have been worse were there different results. elsewhere. So Ralph Rangnick's reign ends in another defeat as the noise picks up at Palace. I think one of the players lifting some kind of personal award. Ralph Rangnick's reign ends in another defeat, and that is a 5 wins in his last 19 games in charge. A abysmal, probably terrible record. Horrendous end to the season in every way. So it's time for Ten Hag to get to work.
I think that's the biggest task, bigger than signing a better defender or a better striker, putting some sort of togetherness into the squad again.
Again, I think we spoke about that earlier on. For me, it's about why do players move to a certain club? And for me, apart from quality, talent, physicality that you need for this league, mentality, I think the most important thing is that we find players for whom it is the best next sportive step in their career, to develop their careers. They shouldn't want to come because it's Manchester United, because maybe they get a good contract here. It should be for developing their careers and take the next best possible step in their careers. And if that happens, then you have a completely different level of energy, of motivation. This is at least what we did at Red Bull in both clubs. And I think we did well and we fared well with that. This is a different level of quality that we need compared to the ones that we had in the last years at Leipzig. But they won the cup yesterday, although they were one player down, and they could only do it as a team. And this is, I think, important that we build a team that really deserves the name team. That they, even in hard times, that they stick together, that they play together, that they fight back, that they bounce back. I think this is, for me, the most important part.
So the Premier League season, the season in general, is over for Manchester United. We'll be reviewing it in some more detail, some painful detail, in the next week or so. But for now, the emphasis is very much on the new era, Erik ten Hag. And I'm in a reasonably positive mood, in spite of another just terrible nothingness performance, as I said earlier. And it's probably a combination of a couple of things. The first is that it's just a beautiful Sunday evening. Just got that like perfect light that you get a lot in city, like European cities like Madrid or Rome, maybe Milan, parts of France. But you don't get that often in England and Britain. Certainly not in Manchester, but there's lovely sky in London tonight. Just, yeah, I really like pale, warm, subtle Sunday, sunny evening sky. It's the perfect time to be sat in a pub garden ahead of the new week. So there's that. And there's also the knowledge that good things have begun to an extent. Erik ten Hag is a good appointment, an exciting appointment. It obviously happened a few weeks ago, but I don't think we should lose that fact. By the time you listen to this, you might have heard his first interview as Manchester United manager, which is taking place on Monday morning. He was obviously at the game against Palace. He was eager to start, has started already. We'll be starting in earnest over the next week and making Carrington his base. That's exciting. Also exciting is, in a strange way, the fact that, well, not in a strange way actually, the fact that several of this United squad who have contributed to this terrible season are leaving, and the fact that Ralph Rangnick, for however terrible the on-pitch performance has been, his one saving grace is his ability to call out players for poor performances when necessary without going individually. So for example, in his press conference today, he spoke about United giving away the ball far too easily and hinted at well, spoke in detail about the Crystal Palace goal. Obviously, we all know that Bruno Fernandes was guilty of a terrible pass, similar to the one he did against Watford when we lost 4-1 there and Solskjaer got sacked. Pretty criminal to make the same mistake twice. Obviously, we all aware it was Bruno Fernandes. Rangnick didn't name drop in the same way. He criticised Diogo Dalot's defending once I had the ball without name dropping him and several other things. And also, he's aired the dirty laundry at United in terms of the problems with team spirit and upstairs. And someone had to do it. So he's done that. And I think the key for United now is, Rangnick said it in his post-match press conference, the key is fostering a team spirit again. It's always a key when a new manager comes in. But De Gea said it as well in his post-match interview, that the players who don't want to be here can go. The players who want to stay should stay and fight and be ready to make next season better. Hopefully it will be. Today also draws to a close the season from a match-going perspective. This is after having originally bought, or finally bought a season ticket at United in, I think paid for it first, I think probably in March 2020. And obviously things got in the way and the first game using it ended up being against Leeds in August, which was an amazing day. And this is the end of the season of my first season ticket holder, a few away games, some great memories of European trips to Madrid, Bergamo in Italy, Villarreal in Spain. Didn't make it to Young Boys of Bern in Switzerland. But for all the shite on the pitch, and often, well, yeah, in spite of the shite in the pitch, yeah, even today is kind of a reminder of what football's about. There's two things being a football fan. One is supporting your club and your team, and the other is wishing the worst on your rivals and taking every opportunity to gloat where possible. That's what the United fans did when, literally 30 seconds after Manchester City had scored their third goal, news very quickly filtered through. There was nothing else to watch on the pitch from a United perspective because nothing happened in the game. News filtered through and 20 times Man United came through loud and clear at Selhurst Park, and as me and my brother were walking back to Norwood Junction Station, there was a group of Reds who hadn't started their journey home yet, maybe staying here for the night, standing outside a pub singing "Gerrard fucked it up again." It's I was going to say it's clutching at straws, but it's not. It's just, yeah, it's enjoying that separate part of being a football fan. If you get rid of that, then what's the point? That being said, it would be nice to end the season celebrating something half decent for United rather than Manchester City win the Premier League. But yeah, excitement. Manchester United Weekly Podcast will be back in the next week. We'll be reviewing the season, possibly a week, possibly 10 days or so. And yeah, let's go with the Erik ten Hag era.
Network. Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.